Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Now, Alan, tongue firmly in cheek, but I see, according to your iPublius column, that you've decided to run for the office of the President of the United States.
Well, yeah, David, I thought I'd have some fun with it. You know, there's so many people out there. But I've been saying all along, and I'm saying it now, I've been saying it for weeks, as you know, that in the end, it's going to come down to the left supporting Bernie, the middle supporting Joe Biden. Joe Biden, of course, is ahead, and he hasn't even declared yet, but he's only ahead by a couple of points. Joe Biden is a great guy, I believe, but he also knows how to screw it up quite frequently. He does that. So I think right now he's the guy who gets the nomination. And then the question is, which one of them is better served to beat the president? You can see where they're going. The whole thing will be based for Trump on an anti-immigrant way of doing it. We saw Jeanine Pirro attacking basically the Muslim religion. That led to Fox saying that it was not acceptable. So they don't care, obviously, because they do polls. They find out if Muslims are popular. If they're not popular, the hell with the Constitution, the hell with freedom of religion, they just go for it. Because if that's the way you win an election, that's what they're going to do. It's disgusting. So what we have is a real conundrum here in the United States. We are on a precipice of going in a direction that will lead us away from the American Republican democracy and into, well, a totalitarian form of government. We've known that with this president from the very beginning.
From the Washington Post, Alan, President Donald Trump is set to demand $8.6 billion in new wall funding as the GOP braces for Trump to veto the rejection of emergency declaration.
So there you go. Does this president care that he's going to throw this country into chaos once more over his wall? That this is his budget? This is what he wants done? He wants 5% reductions in all, basically, spending. He's telling his agencies to do that, except, of course, for defense. And he wants the defense people to take a huge chunk out of their budget to build a wall that the American people don't want. He's doing it. There's nothing that's going to stop him. He's eating his hamburgers or whatever he eats, and the hell with the American people.
Well, Alan, some of us remembered, some of us didn't, about shifting the clock forward. This weekend, I see state legislatures from New England to the West Coast are considering proposals to end daylight savings time.
Well, it certainly is okay with me. The whole thing is ridiculous. We do it, it throws the country into a dither, and there's no reason for it anymore. There once was, I suppose, there was a rationale for it, but I don't think that's true anymore. And I do think that we're in a place now where we're getting ready to say this is not a good idea.
Netanyahu-Trump partnership stronger than ever. Are these its final days? Asked the New York Times this morning, Alan.
Well, it depends. If the prosecutors in Israel have their way, he's going to be charged. You have an attorney general there, as opposed to here, who really is quite independent and who has gathered the evidence, now thinks that both Mr. and Mrs. Netanyahu have created a bad scene. There's a very close election there. Netanyahu could well be gone, and Trump could well be gone in the next election. But these guys see themselves as partners, and this is, again, part of the strategy that the Trump people are facing. They are creating a sense that the future of Israel lies with Netanyahu, and they will continue to do that until he's gone, or until Trump's gone, or until they're both gone. And I don't mean gone physically, I mean electorally.
Alan, Democrat, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, of course, U.S. House member from New York, self-described Democratic Socialist. She addressed the South by Southwest conference over the weekend in Austin. And here's what she said, Alan. Capitalism is an ideology of capital. The most important thing is the concentration of capital and to seek and maximize profit. And that comes at any cost to people and the environment. So to me, capitalism is irredeemable.
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, the fact of the matter is we are a capitalistic system. It isn't going to leave, but we are a balanced system. We have public libraries. We have public schools. We have public health. We are doing those things which are further to the left on a socialist capitalist model. She is certainly right that capitalism has taken over this world and that in this country, you know, the 1% or the 1% of the 1% owns so much of it. So when you're talking about half the economy being owned by a few people, that's very bad. And she is certainly right on that. She's not right on everything. And people are going to have to decide whether, for example, her support of Representative Omar and some of her, I think, anti-Semitic tropes are appropriate. You know, this is very dangerous stuff. We have seen it before in governments, particularly in governments where one or two people, like Stalin or some of the others, have taken over, and the Jewish population gets at risk. And I think that's what's at stake here.
Finally, Alan, a very interesting interview on the roundtable between Joe Donahue and Ralph Nader, where he had some praise for you and for what WAMC does and didn't back away from the questions about your conversations about third parties.
Well, I must say, Nader was very nice in what he said about me. However, I do still have reservations. I still go back to Al Gore. He said, "I'm not for third parties." No, I thought if you're going to have a third party, you can have a third party. This is America. I'm not opposed to that. I'm opposed to the idea that somebody runs for president thinking that they could be a spoiler or knowing that they could be a spoiler. He denies that. He said he wasn't a spoiler. There are many people who think he was. To me, Nader has done some very positive things for this country, no question about it. But I do think that if you're a Schultz Starbucks guy or a Nader, your ego can take over. It is really bad news. And, you know, you have to be very responsible when you decide what you're going to do. So there you go.